Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
In 2017, it's 50 years since the death of Arthur Stace, who became known internationally as Mr. Eternity because of his 30-year mission to write the word eternity across Sydney and beyond. In the last years of his life, Arthur Stace was looked after by Hammond Care, an independent Christian charity specialising in health and aged care. There's a special connection between Hammond Care and Arthur Stace, and we spoke with the acting chief executive of Hammond Care, David Martin, about their 50-year commemoration of Arthur Stace's death.
Thanks, Stephen.
How was Thursday's celebration? Rock cakes and all.
Look, rock cakes were fabulous, and of course the link between Arthur Stace and rock cakes, you know, is because he walked into St Barnabas Church Broadway and said, "I went in looking for a cup of tea and a rock cake, and I came out knowing the Rock of Ages." So it was fabulous on Thursday to celebrate the 50 years since the death of Arthur Stace.
He may have been illiterate, but he certainly wasn't uneloquent.
No, that's exactly right. You know, he even said about himself, you know, that he grew up with very difficult background and a very difficult life. He couldn't really sign his own name, but amazingly, when he spelled the word eternity, he said it came out smoothly in beautiful copper plate script, and he said himself, "I just couldn't understand it and I still can't do it." And yet the power of that one word, written over 500,000 times all throughout Sydney and in country towns and in Melbourne and so on, has touched so many people that it's amazing for someone who was illiterate.
Quite right. Had he seen that word written in that way somewhere?
No, absolutely not. So Arthur was really affected by a preacher that he heard at the Baptist Church Tabernacle in Darlinghurst.
So that was John Ridley, I think, wasn't
it? That's right. He was a powerful preacher, and John Ridley said at a sermon that at a meeting that Arthur Stace had attended, "I wish I could shout eternity through the streets of Sydney. Eternity, eternity." Was really the message that rang for Arthur. And then Arthur said about that, you know, it was ringing through his brain, and as he left the church he began crying, and he felt a powerful call from the Lord to write the word eternity, and that's where it came from.
So that was a little while after he'd heard the gospel at Barnabas in Broadway. But after that night, the famous rock cake night, he'd gone out to there used to be Moreton Bay Figs just there, quite a common sight in Sydney.
Yes.
And he just went out, and fell to his knees and prayed?
And he prayed. That's exactly right.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting, the context in which Arthur Stace came to that point, I think, is probably worth exploring.
Yeah.
This story really begins in the Depression, you know, the issues that were written about in Sydney by people like Bob Hammond, who was at St Barnabas Church in Broadway. Each week he wrote a magazine called True Grit, and I think it's a great magazine because Sydney was gritty, and the issues affecting alcoholism, gambling, homelessness and poverty. Mm. And isn't it amazing how the dates have changed, but the issues are still the same?
Mm.
And into that context is Arthur Stace. You know, he was born in 1885. He was arrested for the first time when he was 15, and he was charged with drunkenness.
Mm.
He was born, you know, his parents were chronic alcoholics. He was introduced to sort of alcohol as a small child, and that really developed into heavy drinking. He was a ward of the state, and his first job was in a coal mine in the Illawarra. Mm. And he really had a very, very difficult life. He said of himself, you know, that he was a derelict, in his own words. He was a cockatoo, which is a person that kept an eye out when there were illegal two-up schools going. He was a scout for brothels in Surry Hills.
Yep.
He was a petty criminal, and he described himself really as a hopeless alcoholic on the edge of insanity. But, you know, out of that hopelessness, you know, he walked in on a cold night in August 1930 to St Barnabas Church in Broadway, you know, in need of a feed. And he found the Christians in there who were meeting on a Wednesday night men's meeting led by Robert Hammond. He found them impressive. They were, you know, clean, and they were well presented, in Arthur's own words. And he really felt compelled to convert to the Christian faith. He gave up alcohol that very evening, and really went from a life of really destitution and really being wrecked into a situation of an amazingly different person, you know, who became a charity worker, an open-air preacher, And Robert Hammond even employed him as one of the depot managers for one of Hammond's hotels.
So what sort of a man was he in the years in which the Hammondville people knew him?
Well, from the stories that we heard from, indeed, some of the people this week who were at the Hammondville event, from people that that met people who knew him or had some connection with him, you know, they describe him, first of all, as his stature. He was only a short man. He was only 5'3" tall. He was, you know, people described him as being lightweight, 7 stone, but with an amazing tenacity. They describe him as someone who, would get up very early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He would pray, he would read the Bible, and then he would get out on the streets to do what he really considered to be his major work, which was sharing that message and the hope of eternity. And he was doing that, you know, all the way through that period where, you know, after he was married, and then obviously after his wife died and he moved obviously into Hammondville Nursing Homes, where Bernard Judd at that stage had become the Reverend Bernard Judd had become the manager of the Hammondville Homes after Bob Hammond.
Yes.
Bernard was able to reach out to him and build a very close relationship with him when he lived in the nursing homes.
Did he know what he had done? Did he realize the significance?
Absolutely.
He did?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the Judds, for example, had spent time in Darlinghurst and the inner parts of Sydney, in the very places where Arthur had grown up, in some of those difficult places in Sydney. I think there's one story that Bernard Judd described of one morning when he saw Arthur and said, would you like to take a bit of a rest? And Arthur said, no, I've got work to do. I need to get going and get out on the streets and catch the train to Liverpool, then Parramatta, to keep chalking the word eternity, because that's my job.
What a good job.
Yeah.
And you've told the story very well, David. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stephen. It's been great to be able to share that story and that wonderful message of the Eternity Man.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.